Don't lean over too far. It's a long way down. And it's a maze down there. Hidden behind this rather ordinary-looking well is one of the entrances to the underground passages in Ribecourt-la-Tour. Like many towns in the Cambrai region, there is an old underground shelter here that was dug out in the Middle Ages to quarry chalk. And the Germans, with their detailed knowledge of the territory they had occupied, would reuse the tunnels that they had chartered to build the Hindenburg Line. They reinforced and equipped the tunnels, installing electric generators and telephone centres. Some of them even had tracks laid in them that were used to remove rubble when the tunnels were widened and to transport weapons and materials in carts. H Battalion, arriving from the village of Beaucon, were the first to enter Ribecourt at 8 a.m. on the first day of the battle. Leading the battalion on board a tank called Hilda was no less a figure than General Hugh Ellis, the commander of the tank corps. He wanted to be at the heart of the fighting. I remember how determined he was to be there, and he had chosen this battalion, which was deployed right in the middle of the armoured vehicles. His battalion took Ribecourt and continued on towards Noyelles-sur-Escaut. Ribecourt was one of the few villages that remained in English hands after the battle, so the underground passages briefly changed hands until they were recaptured by the Germans during their Great Spring Offensive in 1918, leaving one village in ruins which would later be magnificently rebuilt.
Some tanks had been left abandoned on the battlefield by the English. The Germans had them repaired in Charleroi in Belgium and redeployed them in the same sector. This was a frequent occurrence. In fact, the German army reused more British tanks than it actually produced itself. If a tank had been buried, it was probably because it could not be reused. What condition is it likely to be in? Will it be a whole tank? Would it be worth carrying out excavations? And why would the Germans have buried it, if in fact it was even them that did so? All these questions would soon be answered.